part of the earth, and the water spirit is the body of us as we take bath. And if one wants to purify a cloth, he may use some soap water. When you want to purify a copper vessel, you use tamarind or tamarind. And if you want to cleanse the money that you earn every month, which is tainted by the sinful reactions which may come due to the nature of the business or the lies that people may say during business, that month of the money is pure, but it is purified by human charity. Like this, the Bhagavatam was talking about how the different things can be purified. It also explains some very important things. Our senses can be purified by tapasya. Our mind can be purified by chanting. Our intelligence can be purified by studying scriptures. Our fascicle can be purified by becoming obedient and submissive to the instructions of the spiritual master. And the atma can be purified by adhyatma vidya. And the ultimate purifier of everything is Krishna, who appears in our heart as super soul, Chaitya Guru. And why is he the supreme purifier? Because he has no calm, he only has brain. He has no lust. Why? Because everything is owned by him. There is nothing that does not belong to him, so he has nothing to hanker for. And he doesn't have any lobe or any greed, because he is up to calm. One who is always satisfied. And if he desires something, it is immediately, instantly satisfied. So he doesn't say, he is Atmaram and Aptakam. Atmaram means one who is self-satisfied, one who has no lust. And Aptakam means there is no greed. Because if he desires, that desire is instantly fulfilled. And he has no anger towards any living entity, because he sees only with eye of love towards all his creatures, his own part and parcel. So he has no anger towards anyone, any living being. And he has no false pride, ahankar, because in the very first place he has no false ego. So naturally there is no false pride at all. And he has no pride because he doesn't have to compete with anyone else. Because he is supreme in all respects and full in his sovereignty. He is satisfied in himself, so he has nothing to feel false pride. In this way, once you are carefully studying the nature of the Lord's identity, the Lord's personality, Lord's character, his qualities and activities. And by doing this, one can understand how he is the supreme sanctifier. In fact, the holy places are considered holy because the holy rivers are flowing in the holy places. And there are holy spots where the Lord has appeared and performed the lila. But the holy places are considered most holy because saintly persons stay there. And the saintly persons are considered to be sanctified. Why? Because the holy waters are dumped with sinful reactions by innumerable living entities who come from Kumbhamela and other such programs. They mainly come to transgressions, they come this way and go away. So the holy rivers are dumped with black sins, which are still infected by the saintly persons who come to the holy places. By that purity. But that is the saintly persons get the purity, because their mouths are decorated with the purification of the Lord. And their hearts are decorated with the residence of the Lord. Therefore, they have power to purify the place. Therefore, ultimately, the supreme purifier is Krishna only, who is the purest of the pure, and whose name also is purest of the pure. Maduram madure jyoti mangale jyoti mangalam pavanam pavani jyoti hare The Lord's holy name is the purest of the pure and sweetest of the sweet. Madhura Madhura Yogi, Pavana Pavana Yogi, he says. And he is the most auspicious of all auspicious things, he says. So, when we chant the holy name, we don't clean our heart, but the super soul cleanses our heart. So, for example, if you want to buy milk from a booth, you directly go and ask for a milk packet he won't give you. You have to go to another counter where you get a token. You go to the counter, get a token, give the token, then you get a token. Similarly, if you want to clean the heart directly, we have no power to clean it. You have to approach Super Soul and you have to chant the Holy Name, and the Super Soul will cleanse the heart. So he is as the cleansing of the heart. So how he does the cleansing of the heart? Because he is a supreme purifier. So such a purifier is capable. Just like an unclean place, we want to make it fragrant, like we put water in it, or we put some kasturi, it becomes fragrant. Similarly, if they request the Lord that you are the supreme purifier, and my heart is unclean, so kindly cleanse my heart, so we can offer, we can get a petition to him by the chanting of the Holy Name. So why do you want to clean the heart? Because then it becomes a fit residence for the Lord. Otherwise, if we don't clean the heart, then Lord won't come and stay in our heart. And if he doesn't stay, we cannot become further and further pure. If you don't become fully purified, you can't go back to God. So, therefore, the everyday chanting of the Holy Name is done with the desire to invite the Lord to come and reside in our hearts through the agency of Lord's pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani. Because Radharani herself is a greater devotee. So, we are pleading her that I am also trying to become some kind of devotee. Please enrich my devotion. Engage me in Krishna service, and in this way help me get purified so that divine couple Radha and Krishna can come and give them our heart eternally. That's actually the prayer. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.